You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on Total Access, The Locker Room. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't never think he could win games with strictly his arm.
Man, we had big battles with our offense in practice, man. I seen JG make throws, bro, roll this way, hide the regular boot set, throw it all the way back across money ball. In my opinion, they got off the gas too quick, man.
Welcome to NFL Total Access, The Locker Room. I'm Michael Robinson alongside Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick. Coach, what's happening?
Ready to go. We got a real one today.
Yeah, we do got a real one. We're going to let you guys in on what players and coaches really talk about inside the locker room. And today, like you said, Coach, we're talking to a real one. He plays some serious ball in one of the late lockdown cornerbacks of our league, Aqib Talib. And look, this whole episode, guys, is a big locker room story. So, tune in. You are in for a treat.
Yeah, and you're going to be surprised to hear his take on do we still have shutdown corners in the league when the general perspective is no, that doesn't exist because of the way the league is now and with the rules.
Here he is, 5-time Pro Bowler and probably one of the last of the Mohicans, lockdown corner and Super Bowl champion, Aqib Talib. Big Dog, welcome to the Total Access, the Locker Room podcast. What's going on, Big Dog?
I'm all good, man. Mike Robb, how you? Coach, what's going on?
Good to see you, man. Appreciate you showing up for us.
I'm going to start right there. So I don't think we ever played, right? We bypassed each other. You was in New England. Then Denver beat y'all in the championship, AFC championship or something. Then you went to Denver. Then 2 years later, you end up going to the Super Bowl. Talk about that team, that experience, bro, the no-fly zone, all of that. What made y'all so great?
Man, camaraderie, bro. That locker room was like no other locker room I've been in, man. It was like our high school. If the guys at my high school, all of us would have been rich, that's how this locker room would have been. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. It was a vibe, man. It was probably the closest team that I ever played on. And it ain't no surprise we won a Super Bowl.
So what made that team so close? What was it that it was just the chemistry of the guys or was
Von had a lot to do with it because his doors was open, man. At any moment, you could pull up to Von Crib. It's going to be 20 guys. 20 guys from the team going to be there. From B-Mac, that's the kicker. B-Mac always at the spot. Gambler, we just play cards and stuff, man. It's the spot. So we all had a spot to go chill that's not out at the club. Like, we just got a spot where my pajamas over here. Pull up. Yeah. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Wifey getting on my nerves. I'm gone. I'm going around the corner. You know what I'm saying? And 20 other guys going to be doing the same thing. So it was always a vibe, man. And that's why I said it was like that high school. And in high school, we got out of school, the same 12 guys, who the main 12 guys on the team. We left school together. We did this. We ain't departing until 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying? So we were just so close, and this team had that exact same vibe.
That's dope, man. I mean, I that's very important because we won our Super Bowl, too. It was the same thing. You know what I mean? Beast mode. Always had the crib. Everybody was coming through. I mean, Russell came through from time to time. It was always like that. But you retired from football. You kind of doing what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? You doing broadcasts. You're doing games. First of all, I remember I forget what game you was doing, bro. But, like, I brought my kids in, like, this is how you call a game. You know, I want to hear it like this. You feel me? Like, do you attack it the same way you attack football? Because as you know, I mean, we got to be right when we're talking on television.
Exactly. You got to be right. And you the voice of the game. You know what I'm saying? You kind of leading mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? You the voice of the game. You the voice who they hear all game. So, hell yeah, I attacked it just like the two games I did. I attacked it just like I did the real game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Studied countless hours, man. I made sure I knew stuff. I made sure if something happened, I got something to say. I got something to talk about when he do this. So I watched Romo, Troy. I put them on. Watch how they do it.
Oh, you studied? So, you studied some tape?
What? Come on now. I'm on national TV now, Mike Rob. Like, come on now. I'm already gonna be saying and man. I know how I talk. I ain't gonna change that part.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all y'all gonna be able to talk about is how the I talk. Y'all ain't gonna be able to talk about what I'm saying though. So I'm gonna make sure I know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? The knowledge that I'm giving is gems. You feel me?
How'd you take the feedback? You know, because you know how it is. You know, when it's a change, when it's different from what everybody's used to seeing, calling games, there's going to always be that other, you know, the other side of the rope.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, I don't like that. You know, fix your English or do something like that.
Right.
How'd you handle that part, man? Because for some guys, I've seen it be discouraging for them.
But Mike Rob, I got so much positive feedback. I ain't even really get to the negative feedback. Like, I got articles from, you know what I'm saying, good people who putting out blogs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's people with credentials, you know what I'm saying, giving me compliments. So I ain't really even paying no mind the negative side of it, you know what I'm saying? It was good to me.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, you're noticing you got that professional microphone there. You're doing big. Tell us about your podcast. I want to hear about your podcast. What's distinguishes it from other podcasts?
Hold up, coach. Before he answers that, it's Catching Fades, right?
Yeah.
Now, I had to ask the producers, is it Catching Fades like touchdown or Catching Fades in the street? Like, which one is it, bro?
See, Catching Fades can mean a lot of things. You know it just matter what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's why I Mike Rob, I picked the name just for that reason. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, man.
A lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I picked the name. But Catching Fades, man, it's on Volume Podcast Network. And Colin Coward, man, he gave me that call and was like, man, I need a football show. I need somebody who's gonna be entertaining. They been around the block, you know what I'm saying? They got great stories. And you know, he asked me to do it, man. So it was an honor to me, and I was told them hands down, hell yeah, I'm gonna do it quick. So, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, they take care of the pockets real nice and neat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't complain about that part neither. So, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a perfect situation for me, but definitely, man, Catching Fades, Volume Podcast Network.
There it is, man. So, you know, when we get off this call, man, we got to talk, man. I want to hop on this. So we can talk about some different stuff. But
For sure.
You
we talk about it all on there. We talk.
Yeah, I want to talk about it all, man.
People might want to ask me some questions, so you can ask me questions. Y'all done did some things. People might want to ask me about that. Ask me about that. So, you know.
Well,
I leave it open.
Well, you had Michael Irvin on not too long ago. Big Home. He's with our network. All of that stuff, man. He was a guy you said you looked up to when you were playing. You used to be in the backyard, you know, acting like you was Irv. Who else did you admire growing up? You know what I'm saying? Was there anybody else like? You know, maybe before Irv or after Irv, where you was like, oh, no, that's the dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the guy I got to be.
So it definitely started off Irv. Then not too long, boom, Prime came over. So I was a Cowboys fan. So it was always my brother was Emmitt Smith. I was Irv. You know what I'm saying? So then, boom, Prime came over. Then as soon as Prime came over, I ain't going to lie, I switched. Oh, I'm Deion now. Y'all can be on offense. I'm Deion. And that's how I started liking playing corner because of Prime. So definitely Prime. And then I think once I got, you know, a little older, Moss definitely was one of them. Moss came in the league, man. I thought he was like, I don't know. I'm like, man, he's different, bro. He can't a robot or something, bro. Like, he can't run that fast and jump that high at the same time, man, and judge the ball that perfectly every time, man. So I always admire what Moss did. And then some of the corners, man, definitely Charles Champ. I can recall myself in practice at for the Bucks with Raheem Morris, like, Ra, like, who is you today? I'm like, man, I'm Charles today, man. I'm Charles Woods today. I'm playing all Charles Woods. I'm in the league, saying I'm Charles. He's still in the league, you know what I'm saying? Champ Bailey, too. I'm playing sideways, like, Ra, I'm champ today. I'm playing everything sideways. I'm champ today. So that's definitely dope. Charles Woods and Champ Moss, them like the later ones, man. But Irvin Prime and them three, for sure.
Well, that's an amazing list of corners, and it leads me to what and a lot of people are talking about today. I can't think of a better guy to talk it to because you may be the last shutdown corner we've seen. Is that because of the rules and everything's changing? Is that concept of a guy being a shutdown corner, it just doesn't exist anymore?
No, I think it do. I think it do. But I think the what we call shutdown, that's going to change. Because, I mean, when Prime was playing, man, there was a lot of 12 personnel and 21. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you put Prime, you ain't saying Prime my dog. But if you put Prime out here in this offense, people might actually catch a couple rocks on. They actually run seven stops and stuff now. Like, they ain't run that kind of stuff back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of a passing game. The rules is different now. So people are going to catch more balls. So I think what we look at as he got shut down, that just got to change. But there's still some lockdown corners out there for sure, man. So
is there guys that you see now that you really like their game going, this young guy?
Right now, if Jalen Ramsey guard anybody left to right one-on-one, they won't have over 70 yards and they probably won't score. If Xavier Howard follow anybody one-on-one, they won't have over 100 yards and they probably won't score. He might get a pick.
Slot two, because bro, you was a beast when you got in the slot. So Not a lot of guys can go in the slot.
I'm finna touch on that part too, and also Gilmore too. If Gilmore follows somebody around, it's gonna be trouble the whole time, man. So I definitely like them three guys. Them three guys is lockdown in my opinion. That's the other part of it, man. If back in the day, if it's two receivers, you could follow him, but now we got this slot situation, so. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're following, you're going to go to the slot. I used to go to the slot, too, when I was following. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I know the zone, coach, call, whatever. Now, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Guys going to the slot, you just go to his side. Is you following him? You ain't following him? So, it's a fine line, man. We talk about lockdown, man. So, I say whoever you guarding, you following somebody best you can, what he had when you was guarding him. You know what I'm saying? And them three guys I named, they doing it. They doing
it. I can see you going in. And tell me this didn't happen, but that you didn't go in sometimes and tell the coach, and here's the game plan, whatever, that you didn't have to go in and sit down and coach. No, I'm going with that guy all day.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I definitely.
Oh, so you went to the coach. Hey, coach, I got to have him.
Especially with Rob, for sure. We was in Tampa. I was a young goon out there. I'm like, Rob, let me strap him. Let me just go strap him. Rob, then Rob whoop, put me on somebody. I done followed a lot of guys. I'm learning low-key names. I done followed some top-notch receivers. They know who they is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they all know who they is, and they all know what their stats look like at the end of them games. But definitely, I done did that more than one time, though, Mike Rob. Like,
I've had it the other way, too, where I've had players, you know, going, I got to go with this guy. He's, and then about two Thursday, he'll come into my office, go, Coach, I can't follow this guy.
Don't tell anybody, but you
got to take the hit for this, you know. Like, okay, I'll come up with a reason why we did it the other way.
Man, listen, Coach, I done seen that, too. We doing it like this on Wednesday. But by Thursday, when I came in, it switched up. We're going to say 11 right now. I done been through it all, Coach. But that's why I admire guys like Carlton Davis III. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He following every week, whether it's good or bad. He following every week. And I watched the Bucks. I followed the Bucks a lot this year. And he really did his thing. You know what I'm saying? He had the one bad game against the Chiefs the first game, shook back in his zone coverage. Played a great game, but that's why I just admire guys who even had a heart to do it, bro. Because I done did it. I done been nervous. He started mixing me. I'm losing. It's the second quarter, coach. I'm losing. What I'm gonna do? You just gotta chill.
Hold up. Stay right there,
Mike Rob.
I've been a fan of yours, right? So to hear you say, bro, sometimes I get a little anxiety out there. Like,
man, listen, man. You better always listen to the one on the right show. Y'all gonna have that little man like on the commercial. He gonna be telling you one, tell you the positive stuff, tell you the negative. And you better have to choose to listen to the right one.
Well look, check this out. All right, real talk. All right, we're gonna go somewhere real here. You played with the Rams. All right, you know what they just did with their first round quarterback? They almost leveraged the farm to go get them. Okay. In your opinion, what went down with Jared Goff and the Rams, man? Because, I mean, for a guy to go, what was he, second overall, first overall, something like that? And, you know, they pay him, something don't smell right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. As far as their relationship, it looked cool to me. And it seemed like it was – they might not have been best friends, but, I mean, 10 years apart. They probably ain't going to be best friends like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that kind of situation for real. But I thought they joked around, played around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I thought the relationship was cool. Maybe, you know, behind closed doors, who knows? But I don't know. Honestly, I think they just thought they ain't know if Jay was going to get better than he was. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's because since I got there, JG was, it was one JG, and the mistakes he made the year I got there with the same mistakes he made this year when I ain't play football. You know what I'm saying? So maybe maybe they were just like, this JG right here, this is what we going to get. They ain't know if they can get over the hump with him. And why they got that souped up team, they got a lot of weapons right there. They might want to go with a veteran in the locker room and see if he can do it for them.
But from what you see in that practice, because I ain't going to lie, I'm going to be honest with you. I've said it on television. I said it on our airways. Anybody else?
You ain't like it?
I ain't never think he could win games with strictly his arm. If the offensive line wasn't dominating at the point of attack and Gurley and those guys in the backfield wasn't running the football, then they lost the game, right? And I think Sean McVay may be looking for a guy to push the ball downfield and win the ball games with his arm. Like, did he challenge you guys at practice? Because I know in Seattle,
he did.
Sherman was at Russell Wilson all the time. You know what I mean? But it made him better. Did he challenge you guys at practice?
Man, we had Wade Phillips. So if you know anything about, like, pride or hang his hat on all that 2 minute, hey, let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's part of it. That should rub off on the players, too. That's part of why he's a great coach. But, man, we had big battles with our offense in practice, man. And it looked good to me. I seen JG make throws, bro, roll this way, high, the regular boot set. Throw it all the way back across money balls. I'm like, man, it's interviews you hear me saying, bro, he looked like John Elway throwing deep over routes. Mm-hmm. I used to love it. When I first pulled up, bro, I was like, oh my God, this boy nice. When I pulled up, I'm like, oh, with this offense right here and Leib here to run his defense, oh, we're going to win a chip.
It was no question to you.
It was, man, when I got there, them boys was dropping 30 plus points every game. I'm like, man, it was a no-brainer. I always was positive. I always vibes with JG, man. I thought he was a great talent. And I don't know. I think they, in my opinion, they got off the gas too quick, man. If you've been in the playoffs, you've been in the playoffs. How many? You've been to the chip. You went to the playoffs. Y'all lost to Atlanta. Did they go to the playoffs again? I think they went. Did they go after? Oh, yeah, they just lost now. They just went.
They just lost.
Bro, you in year what, five? In year five? Something like that, right? In year five? Yep. You done been to the Super Bowl and the playoffs three times. Like, I ain't going to get off that gas that fast. You know what I'm saying? He going to get older. He'll start being more of a vocal leader in the locker room. He going to get comfortable and that leadership going to come out. I think they got off the gas too fast, my Rob coach. I think they did, in my opinion. How many other quarterbacks you can say did that? Patrick Mahomes, put the list up out of there. Five years in the league, they was in the playoffs 3 years, and the Super playoffs 2 years, and the Super Bowl 1 year. Let me see that list, what they look like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You got it. Yeah, I want to hear about your performance center in Texas. I mean, you're keeping current with it, and tell us about that.
I'm here right now. I'm going to set up the little VIP lounge, be my little studio right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm here right now. But definitely, man, A+ D1. It's a performance training center out here, man. We train kids of all ages, even adults. We got adult classes and stuff like that. But, man, my knowledge all in here. My trainer's handpicked by me. No cookie cutter going on in here, man. And we producing some people, man. So it's young. So you're going to start seeing. We ain't even started doing combine training yet. We just focusing on the community, focusing on the kids right around here. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, man, it's the hub for my son's youth football team. And it's a 7-on-7 group we work with, True Bros, North Dallas United, man. This like their home. So, man, we do a lot of good work here, man. We create monsters in here, too.
These are all high school age kids that you're dealing with, younger?
All ages. Really? We got, like, look, my son, my son's 7. His class is going to start at 5 p.m.
That's dope, man. Hey, look, are we going to have to get together offline? Because I'm doing the same thing here in Virginia, man. I'm just going to pick your brain.
You already know.
And see what's going on, man. But
likewise.
It's a special time here coming up here in the NFL, right? We got free agency coming, okay?
Yep.
You've been a guy, you know what I mean? I think it's because you really don't see cornerbacks, you know, great cornerbacks on bad teams, right? They move around. You've been a guy who moved around some. What advice would you give to free agents right here looking for a home, and especially with the cap situation? As we all know, the cap, it didn't grow like other years. You know what I'm saying? Right. What advice would you give to them? Because you know, we always looking for security with the long-term deal.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? We may have to think differently this year.
You just gotta make a wise decision, man. It might look good. The money might be big on a bad team, but then you only saying like, all right, I just want my guaranteed money off of here, because if the team bad, the coach gonna be moved in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Then it's likely you could be moved. And, you know what I'm saying? Just a bad situation. So what I wanted to do when I was a free agent, I want to go to a winning team, something that looked like it's gonna be stable, something that looked like it's gonna be going for a while. You know what I'm saying? Where the people ain't going nowhere. I want to go to a situation like that. Then I'll probably make all my money on my contract. So that's what I'm trying to do. I ain't trying to just make this guarantee.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I know you less likely to move around if you're on a good team, man. If the team bad, coaches right. going to be moved, players going to be moved, especially the high number guys, they're going to be moved. So, you know what I'm saying? I go to a winning team to make all your cash before you go to a bad team to just make your guarantee. That's my advice for y'all boys.
You young guys forget, because you've never not been had free agency. In fact, this year is the 25th anniversary. This is how far it goes back.
Oh, yeah.
The original Plan B. Now, you guys are too young to remember that. When the league first started, they had what was called Plan B. And a guy named George Young, who was a chief administrator for the league, came around to all the clubs to explain to us what Plan B was. And it was the forerunner. You had 37 players connected, but then you had 8 that did this. And it was the beginning of, okay, we're going to move towards free agency. I remember he came and explained to us. I said, George, this is nuts. It doesn't make sense. He goes, you think this is bad? You should have seen Plan A. But from that grew, you know, to where now, obviously, with the players and what a difference it is makes. And, yeah, it's great to have seen how this has evolved.
You think it's going to be a lot of players running down there to your old stomping grounds in Tampa to be with Tom to make a run at this thing?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Tommy got to want you. It don't matter what you want. Tommy got to want like you.
It's not matter whether you want to go.
Hey, it don't matter where you want to go. If Tommy wants you, you better off DMing him and not having your agent call them. Hey, hit Tommy directly if you want to go over there, man. But I don't know. I think they like what they got. A lot of people, they're going to be more focused on getting Shaq and Levante back.
That's the top players, two.
Yeah.
They got to get those guys
Shaq
back.
And Levante back. I mean, and I think they like what they got, though. So I don't think they're going to make too many moves.
Akib, hey, bro, thank you for coming by here, bro. This was
appreciate y'all, man.
Look, man, anytime you want to jump on, let's jump on. Yep. Look, I'm going to get your info after this, and we'll wrap, man. And that'll do it for this week's episode of Total Access, The Locker Room. For more insight with The Locker Room Point of View, check out the latest episodes every Wednesday and Friday on Apple and Spotify.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.